Hi, this is Jackson, Student Ministries Pastor of Community Church of Susanville, and you are listening to an audio devotional from week one. This is the sixth session in week one of our series, The Me I Want to Be, based off a book and a series by a guy named John Ortberg. For us, what we're doing again is we're simply looking at one of his points that he brings up, and we're reading some passages of Scripture that parallel that. But before we do anything else again, why don't you pray with me, and let's ask God to speak to us. Dear God, as again we come to you asking for some help and some direction, some clarity as far as who we're really supposed to be, for us to be the best that you designed us to be, to fully enjoy life and to fully be passionate and inspired and just everything that you want. Help us to figure that out. Help us to hear you. Please speak to us and help us to understand where we need to be encouraged, where we need to be enlightened, where we need to be challenged. So thanks, God. We ask and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we're going to look at the character of Zacchaeus. This is taken from Luke chapter 19. And when we look, as we look at Zacchaeus' life, we're going to be looking at this idea of the me that I'm meant to be. The idea that when we are who God has desired and designed us to fully be, when we're really like that, when we really live like that, then what happens is that we feel really alive inside. And ultimately what we do is we end up growing to become more like Christ in character and personality and attributes. I don't know about you, but to be able to be myself to my fullest capacity, to be everything that I was designed to be, that'd be amazing. Because for me to be the best me I could ever be will always outshine anybody else trying to be me. And that's the same for you too. Regardless of who you are, God designed you specifically to be someone, to do something, to have the capability of touching lives that no one else can touch. For better or for worse, you have incredible power. You have incredible opportunity. What does that really look like for you? What could that be like for you? For now, let's look at Zacchaeus' life. This is again taken from Luke chapter 19. We're starting from verse 1. Jesus entered Jericho and made his way through the town. There was a man there named Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector in the region, and he had become very rich. He tried to get a look at Jesus, but he was too short to see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree beside the road, for Jesus was going to pass that way. Now when Jesus came by, he looked up at Zacchaeus and called him by name. "Zacchaeus," he said, "quick, come down. I must be a guest at your home today." Zacchaeus quickly climbed down and took Jesus to his house in great excitement and joy. But the people were displeased. "He has gone to the house to be the guest of a notorious sinner," they grumbled. Meanwhile, Zacchaeus stood before the Lord and said, "I will give half my wealth to the poor, Lord. And if I have cheated people on their taxes, I will give them back four times as much." Jesus responded, "Salvation has come to this home today, for this man has shown himself to be a true son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost." Wow. When you look at Zacchaeus and who he was, you know, he was, what does it say about him? It says that he was a tax collector, and back then, the tax collectors, they were notorious, they were not looked on very fondly, they were, as far as people were concerned, they were looked down upon. They were, you know, they were not well liked at all. And then it doesn't help to also look at how does this passage describe it, Zacchaeus? It also points out to the fact that the dude was short. He wasn't able to see. but apparently he was kind of fast because he ran ahead. But in either case, what we see here in this passage is that Zacchaeus wasn't someone that people liked. He ended up doing what everybody else was doing, because back then they were known for cheating. Tax collectors were known for cheating people on their taxes. And Zacchaeus was no different, because he cheated and he took more money from people than he needed to. So he followed the road, he followed the lifestyle that everybody else had pretty much planned out for him. He did what other people thought he needed to do. He followed a lesser way of living. But he connects with Jesus. And as he connects with Jesus, Jesus goes out of his way to connect with him. Jesus points him out. Jesus calls him by name. He says, Zacchaeus, come down. A beautiful thing that we can pull out of this passage is that Jesus not only knew Zacchaeus by name, but when we think about all of who God is, all of who Jesus is, if Jesus is truly the Son of God, if Jesus is truly the Son of the God Almighty, if Jesus truly does love us and cares about us, like the Word of God says, then He knows us by name, that He has incredible plans for us. And the beautiful thing about this is that just like Jesus calls Zacchaeus by name, He calls each one of us by name. He, being the creator of the universe, He knows who we are. And He's created each one of us for something specific. For here in this passage, we see that Zacchaeus, what he does, he gives back to the poor. And he gives four times as much in return to people he cheated. I don't know what your life looks like, but these are some beautiful things to take to heart. There are people in Zacchaeus' life only he could minister to. God gave him the resources because he had money. He was able to do things with his money. God may not give you money, but God has given you resources. Maybe the ability to hear. Maybe the ability to make people laugh. Maybe the ability to encourage someone. Maybe you can hang out with someone and do something with that person that very few other people can do. Maybe you're an incredible gamer, and you can do some great things with other gamers. Maybe you're a phenomenal musician. You can do great stuff with other musicians. Those are qualities that you've been given that really only you can do. Maybe you're a great writer and you can write some incredible things. Regardless of what you've been given, you can do something with it. And so, for some of us, though, we struggle because, you know what? We failed. We blew it here. We blew it there. You know, I've had some really bad relationships. I've done some really bad things. And sometimes it feels like we've done so many bad things, we have nothing good to offer. And here, what does Zacchaeus do? He takes from his resources and he goes back to love on four times as much those people he cheated. What can we do to the people that we've hurt, that we've burned, that we've shortchanged? Questions for you to think about. But know that God has incredible things in store for your life. And the people that He has allowed you to connect with, there's certain things that only you can do to make a change in their life. Nobody else can but you. You can read more about several other people with several of their different talents and gifts and other things that Jesus called to. You can read about the disciples in Luke chapter 5. Notice how they're all different, just like we're different. God has some great things planned for you. Use and maximize who God has called you to be. For additional resources, check out CEFCYouth.com. God bless. Know that you're loved, you're cherished, and you never have to be alone, because God is calling you personally.